What is up? Welcome to episode 259 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian LoFermento. This is a Strategy Wednesday episode where we are going to talk about how you can use the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur pyramid of success to accurately and productively dissect your competitors and other businesses that you really admire to fast track your own success with really strategic business insights that you wouldn't get any other way. I'm so excited to show you how to use the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid Framework. Let's dive in. This is an episode that I'm so excited for because back in episode 239, for the first time ever after working on it for 6+ months, I revealed to you the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur pyramid. And basically what the pyramid does for you is it shows you the foundational elements of any and every business. I don't care what your business type is. I don't care if you sell pizza. I don't care if you're a coach. I don't care if you're a consultant, if you're a social media guru, if you sell information products online. The Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur pyramid really shows you the ingredients, the elements of a successful business. And so what we're gonna do in today's episode as a Strategy Wednesday episode is we're going to apply that pyramid to your research into looking at other businesses. So whatever business it is that you wanna start, or even if you already have a business, this episode is perfect for you. Because what I want you to do is think of an industry leader in your niche. So think of a business that you really respect, think of a business you admire, think of a business you want to be like, think of an entrepreneur that you look up to, and this episode is going to show you how to use the pyramid to really dissect what makes them the success that they are. Because remember, all a business is those elements of the pyramid. So as a refresher for what the pyramid actually is, here it is. At the base is the entrepreneur. So if you want to run a successful business, you have to have a sound entrepreneur as the base of it. No business in the world can succeed with a terrible entrepreneur at the helm. So if you're thinking about starting a business or you don't identify as an entrepreneur just yet, think about all the things that come with being an entrepreneur. Persistence, resilience, resourcefulness. Those are the elements that you need to be a successful entrepreneur. Once you have the mindset of an entrepreneur, you need to identify the audience that you serve. So who is it that your business even exists for? Who do you help? Who do you serve? Who's going to be in your audience? Once you decide on that, you can move further up the pyramid and you can have an offer. This is your products or your services, whatever it is that you sell. These are the things that make you money. Once you have that in place, then you can go a step further up the pyramid to the marketing. How do you market it? How do people find you? How do you get in front of people? When you do get in front of them, what are your calls to action? Once you have marketing and people are finding you, then you need to make sales. What's your sales process? Once you have all of those things in place, you are making money, and that's why the very top of the pyramid is business growth. So those are the six components of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur pyramid. Now, what I want to do is take it a step further and show you, when I look at businesses, what are the questions at each component of the pyramid that I ask myself? Because remember, this is one of my favorite quotes, success leaves clues. And before we dive into it, I'm actually going to tell you a story about 19-year-old me. So I started my first business when I was 19. It was 2008. It was after my freshman year of college at Bentley University. Shout out to Bentley. It's just outside of Boston. And I remember I was just blogging blindly every single day. And I started asking myself the question of, gosh, how am I going to get more traffic? How am I going to get advertisers? And something inside of me, I mean, I Googled all these different things, and something inside of me said, you know what? Let's just go to other successful soccer blogs and see what they did. because success leaves clues. It always does. There's nobody in the world that's successful without leaving clues along the way. So remember that from today's episode. Success leaves clues. So for me, what I started doing was studying what these other soccer blogs were doing. And I was looking at their traffic sources. I was looking at what Google keywords they were ranking for. And I started taking note of those things. And I said, that's how they're successful. That's why I know who they are. That's why they're making money. And then I asked myself, how do I get advertisers for my blog? And so instead of wondering that, I simply looked for the clues that my competitor's success was leaving. And I just went to their websites and I looked at who was advertising on their websites. And I thought, my gosh, instead of doing this the hard way, why don't I just hit up companies and people who are already advertising on other soccer websites? And that's how I got my initial batch of advertisers, just by reaching out to advertisers I found on other websites. So I really so deeply believe in the power of leveraging the data and the information and the clues from your competitors' businesses to start making very accelerated strides in your own business. And that's why we're gonna look at it through the lens of the pyramid today. Because, I mean, I was lucky when I was 19, I kind of stumbled upon doing this, but now that the entrepreneur to entrepreneur pyramid exists, we can dissect the six essential ingredients of any and every business. So let's start with the base. Here's the thing, and I really think it would benefit you so much if in today's episode or after today's episode, you picked a real life business to do this analysis on. So we'll start at the base with the entrepreneur. Here are some of the questions you want to ask yourself at this point. Are they more willing to take risks than I am? Are they more risk averse? Do they put their face on everything? Are they likable? What makes them likable if they are? Are they on camera? Are they truly the face of their business? What elements of their personality do they inject into their business? Really figure out what makes that entrepreneur tick. And in many cases, you can go online, find some article that they're featured in, go to their social media, see what they are talking about. If you go to my Facebook, for example, my personal Facebook, you'll see exactly what's on my mind. I'm always posting my exact thoughts, my beliefs, my attitude. Really figure out what makes them them, because you want to figure out what makes them successful. Once you've figured out the entrepreneur, let's take it a step up the pyramid to their audience. Who is their audience? Who's their business serve? You want to figure out exactly who it is that they serve. Do they serve, I mean, just pick any given market. If we pick golf coaches, for example, I mean, there are golf coaches that serve professional athletes. There are golf coaches that serve retirees who are just picking up golf for the first time. There are golf coaches who work with college athletes who are home for the summer. I mean, there's a million different audiences within every single niche. So what you really want to identify is who is their audience. Once you have that, what pain points does their audience have? How big is their audience? Where did their audience come from? You really want to dissect their audience. Taking it a step up the pyramid is their offer. This should be easy. What do they offer? What are their products and services? What are their price points? What's included in each offer? How do they position that offer inside the marketplace? Are they on the high end of the marketplace? Are they the cheaper option? I can't remember what book it was. I want to give a shout out to Dale Partridge, who's an entrepreneur that I really respect. I'm pretty sure it was in his book, People Over Profits. I saw this for the first time where he said that if you picture business as a triangle, which I know we're using triangles and pyramids in today's episode, clearly there's something to the power of that shape. So if you look at business as a triangle and there's three different points on the triangle, one is good, one is fast, and one is cheap. And he says in that book, you can only be two of them. So when you look at your competitors, figure out which of those two are they. I mean, McDonald's, for example, is fast and cheap. It's not necessarily the best burger out there, but it certainly is fast and cheap. Five Guys, for example, is good and fast. It's definitely not cheap. I mean, Five Guys, you could get a $9 burger as opposed to McDonald's, you could pay 99 cents for a burger. So they are positioned very differently inside the marketplace. So that's the third foundational element to dissect, their offer. Ask yourself, what do they offer? What are their price points? What's included in each offer? How do they position that offer inside the marketplace? The next step up on the pyramid is the marketing. How are they marketing? Where are they marketing? How are people finding them? What platforms are they on? Do they even bother posting on Snapchat? Do they even bother posting on Instagram? Where are they active? And where they are active, what sort of content are they putting out onto each platform? Do they have an email list? How often do they email their email list? When they do email their email list, what do they say? What's their website look like? You really want to dissect every element of their marketing. Are they paying for advertising? Are they getting PR? Is that a key strategy for them? When you Google them, are they popping up in CNN or in Fox News or in the Boston Globe or wherever it is that they get PR, maybe even local newspapers? In their marketing, what are their calls to action? Are they asking people to download a free PDF? Are they asking people to opt in? Are they asking people to give them their phone number and they'll call them? Figure out what their marketing is. The next step up the pyramid is sales. What is their sales process? How are they closing sale? What are their different points of closing? Do they close sales automatically from their website? Do they get on the phone with prospects? Do they nurture people over email? How long of a nurturing process do they have? What is their nurturing process? Do they go straight from you find them today, they try to sell to you today? Or do they try to get you on their email list and nurture you? Do they send you videos? Do they ask you to subscribe on YouTube? What is their sales process? You really need to understand that. And then the final step is the growth step of the pyramid, which is how are they planning on growing? The fun part about using this pyramid approach is you can see you probably haven't been as intentional about your own pyramid as they have been about theirs. So by looking at them, by analyzing them through the lens of the entrepreneur to entrepreneur pyramid, you really start figuring out, my gosh, I would have never thought about that for my own sales process. Or holy cow, I would have never thought to be marketing there. Or, wow, I didn't even realize I should include that in my offer. So you really, really should be using the Wantrepreneur Pyramid to analyze your competitors and get these strategic business answers that will fast track your success. I mean it so deeply. That's why actually next month in April of 2019, for the first time ever, the world will get its hands on the latest program that I've been working on. It's called the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid Masterclass. I'm so excited. And guess what? I'm not even going to be selling it. There's only one way to get the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Pyramid Masterclass, and that is inside of this year's 2019 Paradise Pack. So it's not even open just yet. Stay tuned, or if you do want a sneak peek, go to imetbrian.com/paradise. I will make sure that link is active. In the meantime, imetbrian.com/paradise. It's the only way to get your hands on the Pyramid Masterclass that's coming up. I'll tell you all about it in April. Don't worry. Today's episode, I want you to start viewing your competitors and successful businesses through the lens of the pyramid. That's it for me today. I will see you again this Friday with an all-new episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. And if you haven't just yet, sign up for the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur community on Facebook at letmeinthegroup.com. I'll see you Friday. I'm not sure if you have realized it just yet, but 2019 is flying by. We are almost towards the end of March, which means the first quarter of 2019 is almost in the books. And I want you to know that there are huge things coming from the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur ecosystem here in 2019. But the only way to make sure you stay on top of all the free trainings and free videos and case studies and behind the scenes, everything that I'm putting together this year, is to make sure you're on the email list. So the easiest way to do that is actually to sign up for the free Facebook group. I want you to come hang out with your fellow entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from all over the world. One of my favorite quotes is a rising tide lifts all boats. And this group exists to help you do exactly that. Because if you win, we win. If we win, you win. It's just such a good environment to be in. So head on over to letmeinthegroup.com. You'll get into the Facebook group as well as on my email list. Thanks for listening. I'll see you again on Friday.